Hi, and welcome to Photo Talk, a place for answers to your photography questions. I'm your host, Anthony Feliciano. Email your questions to phototalkpodcast@gmail.com.
And now, get ready for another episode of Photo Talk.
Hi, Anthony here with Photo Talk, and I'm with Malin Fazahi. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correct, but she's the winner of the Annenberg Prize as emerging artist, and she's going to talk to us about her career, some of the things that she looks for in photos, and of course, her future. So welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us about a little bit of your background and what kind of things inspire you to become a photographer.
So I grew up in Stockholm, Sweden. My mom's Swedish and my dad is Eritrean, and I think from a very early age I grew up in a very immigrant neighborhood in Sweden, so I grew up with people from like all over the world, and that kind of started sparking my interest about kind of current events and like a lot of the people that I was growing up with, they were either like children of refugees or immigrants. So that kind of sparked my interest about displaced communities around the world.
Okay. And I see that as a result of that, did you have a camera at the time at an early age? Because growing up in Sweden, mm-hmm. it's kind of a different situation in terms of where your future was going to go. So
when I was in high school, I took a photo class, and it was the first time, like, I'm dyslexic, so I wasn't like super good in school all the time. So when I got a really good grade in this photography class without like even making an effort, I was like, oh, maybe this is something I should do. And then I was like into it 500%, and I went to my mom and I was like, I need a camera, like, can I do this? And then I was like obsessed with photography, and I would photograph my friends. And when I got out of high school, I really knew I wanted to study photography, and I had heard about this school called International Center of Photography. So I decided when I was 19 that I was going to go and attend that school and move to New York, basically.
All right. Let me ask you, you know, that first photo that you really, that you took, mm-hmm. What was that photo that made you like start to say to myself, well, I really like this, let me see what I can do with it in the future? What photo was that?
It was a picture of my friend's little sister, and we were under this bridge, and it's like a black and white picture. I used to always like photograph in black and white, and the bridge is kind of like going over her head, and she just has this kind of a little bit of a solemn look on her face. So that was like the first picture where I was like, wow, like this is something that maybe I can do.
Do you suppose that comes naturally, your compositional skills?
Yeah, I was thinking about that a little bit because actually I used to braid when I was younger a lot. So like corn rolls and like all this stuff.
Hair.
So yeah, hair. Uh-huh. And it sounds kind of disconnected, but I realized later on that it is kind of connected in a way where it's like you think about graphics a uh-huh. lot and like symmetry and like how... it's not like doing a composition, but like kind of how it looks. So I think I was always kind of interested in composing and like symmetry and that.
Oh, and I don't think I've ever heard that yeah. kind of analogy where you would have braiding and then composition yeah. and skills. So then did you then get some formal education?
Yes, at International Center of Photography.
And how long was that study?
Just a year.
Just a year.
Yeah.
Okay, and then did you get recognized right away at through school?
No, or, I mean, I wouldn't say that. It took me a while to kind of, I don't know, evolve my career. And now in hindsight, I'm kind of happy about that because now I feel like I'm a little bit older and a little bit more mature. So... I mean, of course, when I was like 20, I was like, I want to be James Nockway, or like you have all these ideas in your head. And I remember being frustrated at the time that things weren't moving along the way I wanted them to. But now in hindsight, I'm kind of happy the things happened the way that they did.
Okay. Okay. So were you disappointed then? It sounded like,
I mean, photographers, you always have like our phases, you know, like sometimes you have a lot of work, then you have no work, and like you go through the roller coaster.
Right. You're only as good as your last one.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly.
Yeah, I know. So that's good. So that took you out of school. Then you did you, which major publication started first for you?
Oh God, what was that? I started actually shooting a lot with like Nike, and I also started shooting with the New York Times and Fader magazine and Time also.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Those are pretty good big names. Yeah. So you were pretty happy at, even at the beginning, that you were doing some publications, the major publications, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're happy with that. And now, what changed your direction? Because now you're doing more documentary, more social commentary, more focus on people in different countries.
The thing is, I've always like kept my focus. It's just like, I think the most important thing when you do photography is like to continue doing it even though you're not getting any attention. You know, like even though nobody's... like I've been doing this for a while now, so for me it's pretty linear. For somebody else that might be looking from the outside, it might look like I'm doing different things, but
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, because when I saw some of the images, I saw you concentrating and focusing on social consciousness, for example.
And I've done that before, but that's projects that haven't really had that much exposure, because at the time I didn't have the contacts or the outlets to put those stories in there.
Okay. So now what do you hope to do with your skills as a photographer now that you're recognized, you've received awards? You have many awards besides the Annenberg one.
A little bit. I want to focus on unrepresented stories. You know, like, I think we live in a day and age where there's like an overflow of photography, and just finding new creative ways of telling new kind of stories, you know.
How do you do that? How do you stand out? Because people who listen to the podcast are mostly photographers, and some are beginning, some intermediate, more advanced, and so on. How do you get different? How do you be a different photographer? How do you stand out from the crowd, I guess is what I'm saying.
I think You have to think about what you're interested in, because, that's going to be, I think, your most genuine work. But also looking at the stuff that you're interested in that not many people know about and are touching. Like, I like going for, like, the underdog stories that nobody's there covering that. And,
What example do you have of that?
Like, for example, I'll be working on a story about African refugees in Israel. So that's a story that most people are not that familiar with, and it hasn't been on the radar of mainstream media, but I think it's a very interesting story.
Right. And then in the future, what do you have in store for the viewers?
Hopefully just continuing producing work of substance, you know, and like awards and all that is amazing, but also just being consistent.
So again, I guess it's the same question, is how do you keep being in the forefront, and how do you become consistent, and do you then fall back a little bit and then move up ahead? How does that work?
I think, like everything in life, you have your periods, you know, like you have a period where you're like highly productive, and then you have a period where you're not productive, and going with the flow of that. And that's something that I think is always changing. But I think the key thing is just to not get lazy, and just staying on it, and also staying interested. Mm-hmm. I think that's the key thing for any kind of person who wants to do any kind of journalism, is to have a very genuine interest of just people and what's going on in the world.
Right. All right, let's talk about cameras, because a lot of people want to know, well, I see these great photos she took. What equipment are you using? Are you a Canon, Nikon? What lenses do you prefer?
I'm a Canon person, and I'm a sucker for the 24-70. That's my go-to lens that I use for almost everything. But then also, I shoot a lot with my iPhone as well.
Do you?
Yeah, like that square picture you saw of the wedding, that's an iPhone picture.
That's an iPhone photo. Yeah. Oh, which phone is that?
I think it's iPhone 5S, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, they say that the best camera you have is the one you have with you.
Yeah.
So the iPhones or the smartphone is always with you. So yeah. You took it. Now, why did you use the iPhone?
So always when I'm working on projects, I upload a little bit on Instagram. So in that situation, I wanted to do like one picture of the wedding I was shooting that day. And as I was taking that picture, I was like, oh, and I just saw that scene and I just pushed it. And then I took my own camera and I missed that particular moment with my real camera and like got it on the iPhone. But I think it fits better in the square. So,
yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, in terms of aspect ratio, maybe that works a little better, right? It worked. But it worked. It does. And at the end, it doesn't matter what you use, right?
No, it doesn't. It's about the vision or the photographer, you know. It's just tools that you use to make pictures.
Yeah. Now, when you submitted that, someone asked you, hey, that's an iPhone or is that a smartphone?
When I submitted it to the World Press, they were like, so can we see the raw file? And I'm like, this is what I got.
What was their reaction?
That was it. It won a prize. So
That's funny. That's interesting. I'm sure that everybody who spends thousands of dollars on camera equipment, right, Mike, will say, "Well, she won. She won $10,000 award with an iPhone, right?"
Is that WordPress.
The World Press, I'm sorry, the World Press image that won. So how many awards have you gotten? Tell us. Give us an update.
Oh, I don't know.
She's so modest. She's modest. Yeah.
It's not about the awards. But I got the World Press third prize in Daily Life Pictures. And then I got the Annenberg prize. And then I think that's it for this year.
Oh, for this year. Okay, good. Well, that's a lot. And that's a good starting point, don't you think, with getting this? And then going in the future, this helps you get there, right?
I hope so, yeah. I mean, this is an amazing thing that somebody believes in what you're doing and is willing to invest money into the work that you're doing.
Yeah. I heard why they picked your image at the Annenberg, but why do you think they did yourself?
I don't know. I mean, I hope what I hope people respond to in my work is that it communicates a sense of sensitivity and honesty and authenticity. And yeah, what I'm always trying to communicate is that I want people to connect with the people that I'm photographing, so I hope that was kind of what they responded to.
Right, there was an emotional impact as well, right? That helps.
Yeah.
In your images, tells a story, and of course, it also reveals information that people are not normally aware of.
Yeah.
So situations of plight, poverty, who knows what's going on, exploitation in the world, and is that the direction that you're going to go to?
I mean, the stories that interest me are definitely human interest stories, and I want to try to tell them in a way that, like, for example, with the refugee community that I've been working with in Israel, like, they're refugees, but they're not the traditional refugee that lives in like a refugee camp. These are people who are working and they take care of themselves and they take a lot of pride in the way that they dress, and like for anybody on the street you would think they're just a normal person, but they live in this like legal limbo and go through all kinds of stress, but you don't see that on the surface, you know. And like how you approach that and how you tell that story is something that I think is very interesting also, you know.
Do you put yourself in a position in terms of composition when you're looking at it, does it come quickly to you?
Yeah, sometimes it has to. So I kind of look for like little pockets of light, and I like working in low light situations and trying to. Sometimes you just have like 5 minutes with somebody, and how do you get like an intimate moment with that person? Right. You know.
Well, that's great. We've been talking to
Malin Fazahai.
Malin Fazahai. She's awarded the $10,000 Wallace Annenberg Prize. And I'm very lucky and happy to talk to her. And she's shared some information about her photography career. And we wish her all the luck in the world. And I appreciate your time with Photo Talk.
Thank you very much. And thank you for talking to me.
Thank you.
Don't forget to download episodes of Photo Talk from this site or from the iTunes podcast to your phone or computer. Keep up with all the Photo Talk episodes by clicking on the followers button. And of course, your comments are always welcome. Thank you for your time. This time, until next time, so long.